Time for our local hero spotlight with Noah Boston, the communications coordinator for CISA, the local hero folks. And because he's a communications coordinator, he knows how to use Skype, like, boom, right on the first try, unlike Phil Corman from CISA, who I usually talk to, who's literally had the whole quarantine to learn this and hasn't figured it out yet. And with Jackie Boyden, who is the owner of Dan's Veggies. Jackie, first of all, why isn't it Jackie's Veggies? And second of all, where is Dan's Veggies?
Well, it's Dan's Veggies because about 13 years ago, my 14-year-old son, Dan, needed something to do during the summer. And his father and I decided, why don't you grow some vegetables and build a vegetable stand? And then fast forward that till he gets out of high school and gets a job. We decide, are we going to let the farm stand go or are we going to continue?
Uh-huh.
So we decided to continue, but we kept it Dan's Veggies because of the history and the connection to the family. And yes, Dan does occasionally come out and help us with the stand, but not as often as he did when it was his job.
He just revels in the fact that the stand's still named after him and he doesn't have to put in the work anymore.
Right. He felt he did the work earlier in its existence. And we are located on Route 63 in Irving, Massachusetts.
So what's at Dan's Veggies, sans Dan, available right now?
In about a week or so, when we open for the season, we will have greens, lettuce, kale, broccoli, beet greens, we'll have radishes, and we'll have maple syrup from Poplar Mountain Maple, which we also, it's our company. So we farm approximately 3.5 to 4 acres of land right here in Irving. All the vegetables on our farm stand are grown right here.
And is that land that previous to Dan getting the idea that he wanted to do the veggies was fallow and has now expanded into farmland?
Well, some of it was already farmland. It's really become a way of life that we enjoy, which is why we do this and we both work on our other jobs during the day as well.
What are your other jobs?
My husband's a mechanic and I am an assessor for the town of Irving.
Uh-huh. I think every farmer is a mechanic, first of all, I think if they use any sort of actual equipment. Assessor, what do you assess?
I work for the town of Irving and I assess all real and personal property within the town of Irving.
Ah.
So if you own a house, that's part of my job is assessing it for valuation for tax purposes, but it's a necessary job.
Jackie Boyden from Dan's Veggies in Irving and Noah Boston from CISA, the local hero folks.
You're hearing a lot more people kind of reaching out with interest or maybe discovering the farm stand for the first time kind of in this pandemic moment?
I have had a few people stop and say, oh, I've been meaning to stop by, but now since I have the time, you know, they've stopped by and they've checked us out. Each year that we are open, we get more and more people. We farm about 4 acres of land and we only sell it on the stand. It does sell out. So we've been pretty fortunate with this.
I bet Dan is wicked jealous now that he's just the namesake and he's no longer rolling in the farmer dough, as it were.
I think he's happy not to be working.
I don't know if I missed this, Jackie, but what does Dan do now?
Dan is a fabricator.
He just makes stuff up all the time? He's a liar? Oh, not that kind of. I see what you're saying.
You can get paid for that, huh?
Right.
Yeah. He makes some pretty cool stuff, so.
Jackie Boyden of Dan's Veggies and Noah Boston, the communications coordinator for CISA, the local hero folks. You can find out about all our local hero farms and farm stands at buylocalfood.org.